coming to you live from the city that time forgot. It's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now, your favorite blacksmith, here's Nate.
That's right, I'm going to forge some horseshoes for you.
What?
What? Life-size.
Comedy horseshoes.
Oh.
That's right, it's the city that time forgot, baby. Sacramento.
Oh, I get it. It's like a Gold Rush reference.
There you go.
Is that it? Did
Let's
I get
all go
it?
To Old Sack now for some taffy.
You did.
Or Sutter's Fort.
For both Pioneer of them. Days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Either way, we're back for another episode of the Nate Darling Show. It's a Friday episode, everybody. Florida Corner returns. We have a one-night stand gone bad for a celebrity.
Oh, no.
The Tanning Mom is back.
Oh, no.
She is naughty. Not in a good way.
Yeah.
Does she have any skin left to tan?
Yes, yeah, she does. And it. it's all out there. We'll talk about that.
No, I don't want to know.
Plus, your bra could kill you. We'll talk about all those things coming up on the show.
Should we get rid of them?
We'll burn them. I don't know that you want to burn them, but whatever.
Oh.
That might not necessarily be, you know, ecologically friendly to do that.
That's true.
That's what we roll with.
Compost them.
You compost your bra. Let's start the show. Let's just start the show.
Yeah,
let's jump right into this.
Do it.
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon.
This is disappointing.
Is it? She earned a trip to jail and a disorderly conduct charge last Friday. She and her husband were pulled over. And she said to a Georgia State trooper, "You're going to be on national news," as he handcuffed her on Atlanta's Peachtree Road. That didn't discourage the trooper first class Jay Pylon from writing a very quotable arrest report suitable for national news.
Huh.
So he was warned. Witherspoon, who's in Atlanta to make a movie titled The Good Lie, is charged with interfering with the arrest of her husband. That's Hollywood agent James Toth. It was a drunk driving charge. Mrs. Witherspoon began to hang out the window and say she did not believe that I was a real police officer, he wrote. I told Mrs. Witherspoon to sit on her butt and be quiet. That's when she did not follow the order, getting out of the Ford Fusion instead. When the trooper warned her again, she allegedly told him she was a U.S. citizen and allowed to, quote, stand on American ground. Yeah, that got her handcuffed. I put my hands on Mrs. Witherspoon's arms to arrest her, he wrote. Mrs. Witherspoon was resistant, and I was able to put the handcuffs on her without incident due to Mr. Toth calming her. Mrs. Witherspoon said, "Do you know my name?" I answered, "No, I don't."
Mrs. Witherspoon, for one thing.
"I don't need to know your name. You're about to find out who I am," she replied in the arrest report. He stopped Toth after seeing him weave in and out of his lane as he drove through the city's Buckhead community. His eyes were bloodshot and his clothing disheveled. After several coordination tests, he was given a breathalyzer test that registered 0.139, which is well above the legal limit. The car was impounded, and they were taken to Atlanta City Jail, where they spent the evening. Yay!
Aw, good job, guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think in general, like, pretty much any story that involves a celebrity saying, like, "Do you know who I am?"
Right, it's never ending well.
It's never good. So, like, if you have any modicum of fame or power and you hear that about to come out of your mouth, like, just check
Shut
yourself.
It down.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she was probably kind of hammered, too, so.
She did issue an apology today in which she said that she had had too much to drink that night.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Nice job, Reese. I think it's too much playing June Carter Cash got into her. She's like, "Listen, I can do whatever I want. I do it."
But June was all about the rehab and the straight living and the close to
that
godness.
That was after.
I loved that movie.
That was whatever.
I loved June and Johnny.
Yeah. Well, she was also, Reese Witherspoon also in Legally Blonde. Christiana, what did you think of that?
What, Legally Blonde, the movie?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Okay.
I love it, too.
Is that how a law school was for you?
No.
Oh. I had to think about that for a second.
But parts of it were true. The sequel's terrible, but the original one, and I once had an email exchange fight with the film critic for the San Francisco Chronicle about
Saul.
That film. Yeah.
Really?
It's so yeah. good.
because he made some comment about Legally Blonde basically being like a crap movie about stupid, unrealistic, flighty girls doing stuff. And I'm like, hold up. She got a 179 on her LSAT. That's a real fucking accomplishment, okay? That does not happen to many people. It's out of 180. That's, you get to go to whatever school you want to go to if you get a score like that. And the story does not work without that fact included. Hmm. And he tried to be like, yeah, well, she had a Coppola maker thing. And what I'm like, I don't, that's not, nobody. The entire movie falls apart if you take out that fact. Because then she is just an idiot blonde, but she's not. She just happened to excel and focus on non-traditional coursework. But she is a very smart girl, and that's why the film is great.
Okay.
Cool.
And she's also relentlessly positive, and I think we need more of that in our world. I don't know. I feel really happy after I watch that movie. In fact, just you bringing it up makes me wish that I owned it, because I would watch it again.
Mm. I have it. You should come over. We can okay. watch it.
Yeah. Is there any place you could buy it online, I wonder?
I bet. If you were to go to Amazon, through NateDarlingShow.com, you could buy a Blu-ray, a DVD. You know what? They might even let you stream it from Amazon themselves.
Then you could watch Legally Blonde legally.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Ooh, amazing.
So, yeah, support the show. Yeah, do it that way. Women hikers have been told to ditch their underwire bras because they make compasses go wonky.
I don't know.
Who's
about
been
that?
Taught them to do that?
Experts.
What if like your water bottle and stuff? Doesn't that have more metal?
Experts say metal-lined undies send the navigation aids haywire and lead climbers to getting lost. And they're warning females to dump the garments along with any other items that create a magnetic field before heading for the hills. God. That's right. The Mountaineering Council of Scotland safety officer Heather Morning says reverse polarity caused by everyday objects can temporarily make a compass needle point south instead of north.
Given it's all she's got, Captain.
sending people out on peaks in the wrong direction in foul weather.
Peaks.
She added, the catalyst for a substantial number of rescue call-outs is a navigation error. Is that
just
error
for
always...
girls, though? I mean, well, I want to know statistical significance of...
Girls aren't out hiking on their own. Come on. Yeah. They're just holding the compass.
With their tits.
That's right. Between their ample bosoms.
Just like Molly Ringwald in the lipstick.
Is that a thing? Because I would watch that.
I've seen Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
I would
She
watch
has an
her.
Album out, by the way.
Oh, I know. And she covers Don't You Forget About Me.
Hey, Molly Ringwald, just sharing. For $120, you can buy it from NPR.
$120?
Wow. Okay. Well, no, like they donate. They send it to, you know, it's their pledge drive week.
Also, she put out a book of short stories last year, and it was quite good. Oh, I'm just going to say.
Sorry, were we talking about boobs and underwear? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, you mentioned Molly Ringwald. This is
Oh, you've got it. There yeah. it is.
Is that on the
it's just what
Spotify?
We were talking about.
Yeah.
Wow, the internet ask and you shall find? No, seek and you will.
I don't know, it seems weird to me.
What's that?
Won't you come see about me?
Boo.
This seems weird.
No,
well, I haven't
no,
heard
I will
this
not.
Yet.
I will not come and see about you.
Okay,
it,
never mind.
Well, I mean, okay, I'll give it another 10 seconds.
Okay.
I'll be alone dancing.
It just makes me uncomfortable. I'm not sure why, but it makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does. It seems,
I don't know why.
It does. There's something creepy about it. There's something really weird and creepy
Play
about it.
Play a different track. Maybe it's okay on like a different American standard.
I find it weird that she chose that song because for a while it seemed like she didn't even want to talk about those movies in interviews or anything, and now she's like covering, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, let's...
Just coming to terms with it.
This is I'll Take Romance from her album Except Sometimes. Oh my God.
Long intro. Still the intro.
But you know her father's like a famous jazz musician, right? So she like grew up performing
jazz.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So this
is she from Roseville? Is she from our Roseville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did not know.
She is. Young and eager to fly. Okay, enough of you.
Yes,
anyway.
I don't know.
Seriously, her book of short stories was much better than those 20 seconds of jazz. So
I'm gonna look it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. Magnetic fields exist around many items we commonly carry on hills. The compass needle may be partially or totally reversed when in close proximity to mobile phones, radios, cameras, car keys, even belt fasteners and underwire bras. that 14 people have died on Scott's Mountains this year, and there have been scores of other incidents where walkers have been rescued after losing their bearings. Ms. Morning said climbers should ensure, before setting off, that nothing they're carrying can interfere with their ability to navigate. She added, a compass with is a precise measuring instrument and should be treated accordingly. So, there you go. That's how your bra could kill you.
That reminds me of the time that I went to visit the state prison up in Folsom, and we were told not to wear underwire bras.
Really?
Because someone might, like, pull the wire out and make a shiv.
I think so.
Yeah.
Without a prisoner request.
Stab you
we
in
also
the neck.
Weren't supposed to wear too much perfume or perfumed shampoo or to dress attractively or...
That sounds like an awesome trip.
Because our feminine wiles might have incited a prison riot.
Well, they are locked away. You know, speaking of bras, it used to be called the Lingerie Football League. It's now called the Legends Football League. And if lest you think it's not a real sport, all of you doubters, this is the halftime speech the Seattle Mist coach gave to his players.
The Seattle Mist?
You're playing awful defense. You safeties. How many times do I have to tell you, get your ass back? How many times do I have to say that?
One
Are
more.
You guys just retarded? Or are you just stupid? Which is it? What the do you think back means? It means behind the deepest receiver.
I'm going to cry just listening
to
this.
We left the bench with four seconds on the clock. What are we in for that anyway? I don't know what the we were doing. There's one play left in the half, and we left the bench wide open in the worst possible spot, and that's called the end zone. If you don't learn how to play defense in the next 3 minutes, we are in trouble.
And the good news is, the halftime speech worked. They came back out, learned how to play effing defense, and won the game.
Yay.
So there you go.
It's the field goal story of the decade.
The Legends Football League is, in fact, real football, because that is as fiery a halftime speech as you will ever hear.
Wow, he dropped all sorts of interesting terminologies.
Shouldn't use the, you shouldn't say retarded like that.
Or the B
Mel's
word.
Mel's not here to defend herself, but that still bothers me from many shows ago, the last one that Mel and I did together, that I don't think there's, no, you can't say, I'm so retarded, I lost my keys this morning. Nope, can't, shouldn't use it. It's a terrible word. Terrible world, the disgraceful past.
Well,
used to hurt people.
We're going to agree to disagree on that. And it's probably the least important part of this. I thought it just goes to show that the people who are in this league take it very seriously as a competitive league. It's not like, oh, no, you're just going to run around out there in your bra and panties and da 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 da.
And there's a camera on them, sure.
So, yeah, it's something. And they came back and won, so good for them.
Are most locker rooms filmed at halftime in sports?
There's getting to be more and more of that, especially since cameras are more and more available.
This wasn't like a secret camera, right? It wasn't one of those, like, gotcha
I can't
things.
Imagine it was. The league said, the words, like, retarded are not condoned by the league. So, there you go. They went back out, beat the Green Bay Chill 55-36.
The Mist and the Chill?
Mm-hmm. The Mist and the Chill.
So did.
The next game of the Seattle Mist is on May 4th, if you want to mark your calendars. So,
does Sacramento have a team?
No, they do not.
Does California have a team?
Yes, there is one in Los Angeles.
Oh, so no California. Well,
there. Here's the funny thing. There's two in Saskatchewan and one in California.
What?
I knew you'd ask, so I looked it up.
Thank you for looking at Ted. You know Ted. He wants to know.
Well, I knew someone would be curious about that, but...
maybe we should bring one to Sacramento since the Kings are leaving.
Aw, too soon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to care.
Too soon.
Okay.
So let's go around the room. What, you obviously think the Kings are leaving. Becca, do you think the Kings are leaving?
Oh, I was just about to ask. Are they leaving for sure? Actually, because I haven't been following day to day.
Nothing has been decided.
So. I didn't actually know for sure if they're leaving, quite honestly. I was
we're just guessing.
Cuff.
We're just guessing. So do you think they're going to leave?
Think they're going to... Oh, go ahead, Becca.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I don't have a thing to say.
I don't know if I think they do. I kind of want them to.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like way too much money and resources is going to trying to make them stay, and that the city and the taxpayers usually come out on the lesser end of all these deals that have fallen through. And at the same time, the city is closing schools and we don't have money for basic resources. The Kings are not, I don't think, a morale booster for the community in general. Like, they don't do well. And I think people are sort of feel really bad about the Maloofs always threatening to pull out. And it just, the whole thing has just become this miserable, sad thing. And I'm just ready to let them go and have the city keep our money.
Do you think they're staying or going, Christiana?
I don't know, but I'm kind of in, I don't necessarily want them to leave. But I need it to be fucking done already.
Yeah,
like
right.
Stay
absolutely.
Or go.
Right.
I'm excited to see what happens to Downtown Plaza either way, but I need something to happen to it. So either go or just shut up. Like, just shit or get off the pot. I don't know. Pick your metaphor, but so just be done with it. I don't every season this like, oh, the last game. We love you guys. Never mind the fact that Sacramento only seems to turn out in droves when they're about to leave. This is not a good fan town.
Well, that's because they're putting a crap product on the court.
We've had this argument before. But I think if you really want your team to stay in Sacramento and you know that it's like go time, we want to do something to keep the team here, then you have to fucking plug your nose and show up, because it wasn't like nobody went to see the Sox when they sucked for 90-something years.
It's different, though. You can't really get... There are certain fan bases...
It's different because you decide to be different.
No,
I'm
no,
saying
no.
Sacramento's could have decided to be fans.
There are certain markets where they will support a terrible team. It's the Cubs and the Red Sox, and that's pretty much it. And even the Yankees, when they were terrible, people didn't show up. I say this, I don't know if they're staying or going, but I have a bad feeling, because I'm confident that the Maloofs will find a way to fuck it up either way.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're awful. They're awful people.
Have fun, Seattle. I mean,
they're awful people. By the way, the Legends Football League includes the Baltimore Charm, the Cleveland Crush, the Philadelphia Passion, the Jacksonville Breeze, the Atlanta Steam, the Omaha Heart, the Seattle Mist, the Los Angeles Temptation, the Las Vegas Sin, the Minnesota Valkyrie.
Valkyrie.
Yes.
They can't pluralize any of these words.
Lingerie Valkyrie.
The Chicago Bliss and the Green Bay Chill. So
Valkyrie is really the only one who took the naming seriously, I feel like.
Me too.
But Valkyrie, not the Valkyries.
No, the Valkyrie. The Minnesota Valkyrie.
Flight of the Valkyrie. They only need one.
Actually,
yeah, it's a plural.
It's like the Stanford Cardinal, not Cardinals, like the color cardinal.
Right, they're a color.
They're yeah. What?
Yeah, it's very, very strange. So that's... and they play in, like, hockey helmets with...
with no clothes.
They have clothes?
Safety first.
Yeah, they've got shoulder pads and helmets and stuff.
Yeah.
It's
well...
All right,
I don't
on.
Think, yeah, whatever. Yeah, move on, because I love this next set of stories.
Sure.
So let's get to it.
This morning, which is a British show, shows women getting a vajacial, which is a facial.
I'm going to have to stop you there and say, dear world, stop saying vagina when you mean vulva, because I doubt anybody. In fact, I know from having watched the videos, nobody was putting wax inside of their person in their actual vagina, where the vagina is on the inside. You cannot vajazzle your vagina and have somebody see it. Later when we get to Tan Mom, they talk about her having a tattooed vag. She doesn't. She has a tattooed, like, very lower upper frontal pubic area. This is not your vajayjay you're doing anything to. It's just, like, your front bits. It's not even your vulva, frankly. They're just wax and stuff. That's all. Stop calling it anything.
You know what would help people know that? Sex education.
Exactly.
Anyway, embarrassed show host Eamon Holmes put his head in his hands as beauty expert Nicola Bond discussed her experience as part of the show's vajacial debate. The Brazilian facial is the latest beauty craze for women looking for a more indulgent makeover down
south. Women looking for a way to spend money.
The 50-minute treatment includes a bikini wax, hydrating mask, and an exfoliation to improve the skin condition. They did not show the full procedure. However, these lovely ladies, the Michelles of Moms on YouTube, or their channel is Moms Gone Zen, decided to go in and do it. So let's take a listen to that.
They're going to give us a vajacial, which is sort of a facial for down there, to show us how to keep
this one, take it off. She's already got it all off. I'm the one that's going to be going through the pain on this one, because if you're anything like I am, not altogether like this one here, you know, sometimes you forget about that. And, you know,
no, you don't forget.
One of the first things that, you know, you neglect. So we're here.
You don't neglect. You don't forget. You just don't think it's good to entice your husband by looking like a prepubescent girl.
And down there. Here we go.
I hate this.
I do too.
I hate everything about it.
I've been making like very vigorous thumbs down signs totally for like the last 3 minutes.
This is the worst.
I don't know how I've gotten myself into this mess. I'm totally going to make her eat something so disgusting like
what?
Bone marrow next time. It's not
That's
even
not
funny.
Even disgusting.
So, we're at the very beginning of
That's
the Brazilian.
That's a really good stop.
And, you know, you don't need a facial down there for the skin down there.
It's not your
face. Leave a little fur.
Right?
And you don't, if you don't, if you're not ripping it out and getting all these like ingrown, just crazy pores, you don't need all this bullshit on top of it.
Just why? I don't.
Hot.
Just kidding. Sorry.
Also, what is Zen about this?
Nothing.
So relaxing.
No, their mom's gone Zen.
But they're
what
not
do they do
like
Zen.
There's nothing vajay about it. There's nothing. They're just.
There's nothing Zen about it. They probably really are moms. That
so
part is true.
The sensation of this wax going on, by the way, is the most lovely feeling in the world. It's nice.
That's the
it's
most
warm.
Lovely
it's sweet. And then Inez goes, breathe in and out.
This feels lovely.
Wow.
I could fall asleep.
I don't.
This is great.
So she is starting the vaginal process. What are you doing right now?
It's
right
just
now,
on just the front of their skin. Pubic bones, by the way, listening audience. There's nothing below that, because if it were, it would just be getting a hand job.
And much
hand
better
job.
Than scrubbing, I would
How
think.
How long is this video?
It's very relaxing.
Not much
Too
longer.
Long.
Don't we have a lot more show to get to?
It just, what the enzyme does, it's kind of like a little Pac-Man.
And that and shit burns on your face, so I can only imagine what it's like on your
it's like a little, it's
pubic
like,
area.
It's like a little Pac-Man.
That you then get to cover with fabric yes. and have be irritated for the rest of all of your days.
Oh, go commando. Let it fly.
So it allows for the prepping when we're doing the removal
so
of
stupid.
The crush.
So this is the whitening
stupid
mask. And
stupid waste of money. If you have enough money to do this, find a charity, give it to them, and apologize to the gods or the great light or the whatever being in the sky or your own sense of like moral direction that you just wasted like $70 on your private parts.
It is so much money. And if you do it regularly, I mean, by the end of the year, if you put all that money in a fund, you could go on a lovely vacation or something.
But then, ugh, you wouldn't want to go on a vacation with pubes, would you?
I go everywhere with pubes.
Why do you have to hate on women and their power?
Oh, I'm man. Sorry, I probably just blew out the microphone laughing.
Seriously, I mean, these are just two women doing their thing,
I
explaining
don't get
what it,
it
is.
Why do you want to look like you're an underage girl? If your partner is turned on by you looking like an underage girl, probably need to find out if your partner was actually Becca's teacher from that one time in school.
Yeah.
Call back.
Well, then. I don't know. It's the trend. It's have you seen the new commercial for this Gillette thing with Kate Upton, the Hannah from New Girl, and there's one other model. I don't know who she is.
No.
And it's this guy walking around. It's like Kate likes her men with hair on their chest, but not on their back. And then they go to Hannah, and Hannah likes blah blah blah, and whatever the last one's name is. She likes a man with no hair anywhere, and she doesn't think that's weird.
No hair anywhere?
I feel bad for you men because all the bullshit that we've dealt with for so long with body image, it's all coming for you now. Like, they've figured out that they can make you guys insecure and sell you all the crap that we've been buying for years. And now you have your magazines with the, like, hairless six-pack ab Photoshop guys and all this products you're supposed to buy. And I'm sorry, you guys, because it is terrible.
Here, I've created a problem. You didn't know that your pubic area needed to be exfoliated, did you? How embarrassing for you.
I kind of knew, actually. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. See, what you... the part... The
Wait,
part,
mine or yours?
Mine. I thought you were talking about my
pubic area. Okay. I was like, wait a second.
No. I'm not...
If your pubic area is scaly or sloughing off skin, you should see a doctor, not an esthetician.
Well,
an esthetician.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose if one is bare and the other one has hair, then it could work like a loofah.
Oh.
A natural loofah.
Ouch.
Working that off.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But the part where you got very angry and talked over was the lightning whitening mask, which I found to be the most interesting part of the whole thing.
Whitening?
Yeah, it's to like lighten freckles down there. And I'm like, really? Really?
I don't have any freckles down there. There's no sun down there.
How do you know if it's covered with hair?
Tan, Mom. Hmm? And it probably is.
Hmm? If it's covered with hair, how do you know if there are freckles? Maybe there are. Maybe you're just hiding
them. No, I think that's like solarly impossible.
That is where the sun don't shine, you know?
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa.
Everything's tools. Tools raining from the sky.
Girl power. Up first in cooler tool, bras. Christiana.
I don't like bras, tools.
Becca.
Yeah, I agree. Tool. Literal tools again.
They just get in the way. They're tool.
You know, I think they're cool. They do a job. A thankless job,
did
mind
we not
you.
Read that other story, though, mm-hmm. about how they might be not necessary after all? And they're sure. just making your boobs lazy by wearing bras?
Yeah, but I can do this. I can do this really cool trick to take one off. So that's actually quite impressive.
Now I'm curious. How does that work?
Okay. So one-handed.
Yeah, Ted knows.
I mean, I've read about it.
Do you ever have a girl fuck with you and wear a front closure bra just to see you struggle?
I have never had a girl wear a front closure bra.
That causes
happened.
Some panic. Hey, baby. What's happening? What's happening?
Yeah, that
they're trapped.
That ruins the trick. That completely ruins the trick.
I just felt Ted's hand on my back, you guys. He's trapped.
I'm doing it right now.
Taking it off right now. Up next in Cooler Tool, pep talks. Pep talks. Becca, what do you think? Cooler Tool.
Like actual positive pep talks?
No,
yes.
Just pep talks.
But the one that we heard, I'm still traumatized. I'm never joining a sports team ever.
That's because you're not tough enough.
I know. I admit it. Tool.
Dead.
I think pep talks are cool. You know, kind of get people back in the game, get them on the same page. Yeah, pep talk away.
Christiana?
I'm having a negative day. It's a tool.
I'm sorry. It's cool. Sometimes you need to be told that you suck so that you can really look down deep inside and go, yeah, I do suck. And I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to go back out there and
pep
kick her bikini-covered bottom all up and down the field.
Her vajazzer-sized bottom.
Exactly.
Wait, vajazzer-sized bottom. Pep sorry.
It's not your vagina that's jazzercising, okay?
Vulva. Vulva sizing.
And finally, and I think I know how this one's going to go. Vagina facials. Christiana.
Oh, my God. Tool.
Becca.
I can't say it more emphatically than Christiana did, but tool.
Ted.
A vagina facial. It just doesn't make sense. The words don't go together. No, tool.
I don't know. I think a face should go near a vagina at least every now and again.
Facial. Different.
Yeah. I had, you know what? Is unnecessary as it completely and totally is to go this far. I have to admire the willingness to put that much effort into it. So I'm going to say cool. And that's the only reason why.
No, Hitler put a lot of effort into the Holocaust, too. I'm just kidding.
I just
what?
Wow.
No, apples and apples. This isn't D&D and Magic the Gathering. This is Holocaust and Vajashul.
Okay, the first rule of Jewish Fight Club is if somebody says ow, you stop.
Right.
I'm finding more Simpsons.
Jew card. That was Family Guy, but thank you.
Yeah.
Is that Family Guy?
Family yes. Guy Simpsons.
It
not
sounded
the
like
same.
Mo.
No, that's the Jewish guy.
It sounded like Mo to me.
No,
it's not.
Mo's not Jewish. He's Italian.
Mm-hmm. I know. I don't watch Family Guy because I...
It's offensive, right?
Most is like, and wait. Funny as hell. So the tanning mom is back.
No.
She's
that's right. She attempted to bronze her luscious, droopy, topless flesh, blue knot belly button, and tatted up vag. This is a TMZ,
but
right?
It's not. Well, it's not her vag. It's not. It's just like the low. Well, it's just the front of her. It's her pubic bone.
To be fair, they spelled it VAGE, so it could be. Yeah.
Slang.
She's wearing a silver bikini, only bottom, though. Since getting off the hook for allegedly bringing her 5-year-old into a tanning booth, Patty, who says she's 45, is now choosing to shrivel up like a raisin with the help of the natural sun. So did you guys get a chance to look at these photos? They did blur out her nipples. I don't know that that's necessarily helpful. Let me scroll through a couple
of
these.
I did, and
you.
I looked at some at work, which is probably a bad idea.
It's TMZ. There she is from behind. There she is looking sexy on the beach or like she's fallen and can't get up. I can't quite tell which. That's the sexy pose.
This is terrible and it's great to make fun of her for what she did. However, I also, Just too much. Just stop. You obviously, this isn't like she got caught on the beach. She went out and did this specifically so you could make fun of her later, TMZ. You sound like a bunch of dicks because you are a bunch of dicks. So let it go. She's obviously got a whole lot of, you know,
issues?
Stuff going on. Or she's legit proud of herself and wants the world to know it. But it's just the whole, everything about this is just wrong.
Let me tell you something. That face right there needs more than CVS counseling. Mm. I'm going to say that. Mm-hmm. More than CVS counseling. But, yeah. We have some tips for the perfect one-night stand, ladies.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is just for the ladies. Number 15, do not exchange numbers. Whatever you do, don't exchange numbers with the person you go home with because it invites clingers who text you nonstop afterwards.
Okay, wait. So the one-night stand... So wait, the one-night stand is you go home with someone. Do you even stay the night?
It's just like one mandatory
hookup and then you run away and you never see them again. That's correct. What we're trying to achieve.
Correct. And it's not necessarily mandatory that you stay, that you can, but you have to get up early and sneak out, preferably while they're still groggy.
So there's no breakfast.
Not normally, but there can be.
Ooh.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. I just need to clarify.
We'll get into that later. Number 14, get drunk, but not too drunk, because it's an important part of being in a one night stand, but getting too drunk and puking all over your new acquaintance's rug is not good.
Rug as in the carpet on the floor?
Yes, Persian rug. Okay. 13, always go to their house. This is for ladies, by the way, because if everybody held to this, no one would do it. Or they'd just do it in the alley. It says always, always, always go to their house. This allows for an easy exit if things are uncomfortable.
It just rained cats on me.
You can leave whenever you want. The last thing you need is a person you don't know reading your copy of the newspaper at your kitchen table.
That's the threat, your newspaper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number 12, make sure you have zero friends in common with them. Go to a bar you never go to in a part of town you're never in. This way it'll be way less likely to know somebody that knows the person you're sleeping with for the night.
This is all sounding like a recipe for disaster, frankly.
Go to some stranger's house and make sure no one knows who they are.
Yeah, and don't get any of his contact information or ask too much about him and be drunk. Like, this sounds like a terrible idea.
Who wrote this article?
Likes.com.
Okay, well, I can't argue with that.
That's a thing?
Number 11, ask for a massage. You love them. You'll never see the guy again. He'll happily give you one. See what
I'm
saying?
That is a good point.
Yeah.
That is a good point.
Yeah, there you go. Number 10, don't say that was awkward in the morning. Don't.
Yeah, that's a moot point.
Say it during.
No.
it's awkward now.
This is going to be awkward.
Yeah. Number 9, say yes to brunch. Always say yes to brunch the next morning, even if you wake up confused about the person you're next to. Why? Because nothing can be made perfect if there isn't brunch involved.
Oh.
Number 8, leave with all your stuff, which is important.
Yeah.
Don't leave a trace. 7, take pics of their apartment, because if you wake up in a sick penthouse, you might as well snap a couple of pics while you're in there. You won't be back, so now's your chance. It's one of those times to brag to your friends. Number 6, make sure you don't have on your granny panties. They are the most comfortable ones you have, but if you're looking to get lucky, they're probably the most unlucky thing you can wear. One night of sacrifice of an itchy Victoria's Secret thong might be worth it.
Nope.
My thought is if you're going to take a woman home and with the intent of having sex with her and she has granny panties on, you're still going to have sex with her.
Probably, yes.
So I don't know.
Probably.
Yep. But there's like mid-range. Like you don't have to go like
yes, there
crazy
is.
Of course thong. There is. You know, you can somewhere but in between.
Yeah, there's
you don't have to dress
sensible,
to
sexy comfort.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Somehow.
I'm sure there is. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Could.
Yeah. I see the displays for it in the Walmart. Number 5, be safe.
Yeah.
Duh. Use a condom. Number 4, lie about your job or name because you don't want them finding you. Have you always wanted to be a Fanta girl named Selena? Now's your chance.
I have.
Me too.
Plus, how else are you going to have like crazy mix up? Oh my gosh, it's you scenes the next day, your first day at your new job, just like on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, meet cute.
Number 3, always, always carry gum. Gum is a must have if there's a chance of a one night stand. Offer it to a cute guy or chew it yourself for an instant Budweiser breath removal. Number 2, reward yourself with a huge coffee after you leave. That's right, you deserve a venti Starbucks latte to drink on your way home as you try and put together the pieces from the drunken night before.
Even if you just had brunch?
Apparently.
You already had a lot of coffee.
Yeah. And number 1, this one was the odd one, carry a phone charger.
Ah, yes. You want to be in touch.
Before you leave for the night, grab your iPhone charger. You don't want to wake up next to someone without being able to tweet about your one-night stand or send a snapshot.
Or call the cops.
Of an unfamiliar sleeping face next to a friend. We're just looking out for you. Or call the... Well, if you went home for a one-night stand, you shouldn't need to call the cops. unless you're Eddie K. Thomas from American Pie.
Oh,
that's right. He had to call the cops because there was a knife wielding chick in his house. It was a one night stand gone bad. Oops.
Wait, which one was he?
Which one was he? Eddie K.
The main character guy?
No,
that's Jason Biggs.
Is he Shipbreak or Stifler?
Shipbreak.
Okay, Shipbreak.
Yeah, SWAT responded to his house last week after he called 911 and remained in a standoff with a woman for a couple of hours before forcing her out with tear gas. She was taken into custody, checked out at a hospital, and then booked for felony vandalism. The best part, though, according to law enforcement sources, he met the chick the night before at Mel's Diner and brought her back to his place. It's a typical one-night stand, supposedly, until the next afternoon when he says they got into an argument and she pulled the knife. During the standoff, apparently the woman smashed a phone, a guitar, and trashed his house before the cops smoked her out.
Wow.
Holy schnapple.
Yeah, and she apparently read those things, and she didn't, you know, take them seriously. See, if she would have planned for the best one-night stand, she would have had a phone charger, maybe some brunch, and not pulled a knife on the guy from American Pie.
Right. And nowhere in there did it say bring a knife.
No.
Smash a guitar.
To be fair, she might have just taken one that was already set up, you know, in the kitchen, because, you know, we've all got kitchen knives.
That's true. So he picked her up at Mel's Diner?
Yes.
Wow. That surprises me. I wouldn't think you would have that much trouble. You know, Mel's seems like a pretty wholesome place.
Well, I think, is it the, I don't think it's the same Mel's Diner that we're familiar with here.
No. Oh, no,
is
it
is.
I think
it is.
It's a chain.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe it's from the TV show Mel's Diner. So.
Although now that
Kiss
I'm
My Grits.
Exactly.
Thinking about it, when I was in San Francisco at Mel's Diner, a fist fight broke out and the police came and things were shattered. So maybe Mel's
Diner.
We had
the one on Van Ness because it's a little, or the marina. Either way, that's a likely outcome.
Maybe Mel's is like a hotbed of trouble.
Well,
field trip. There's one in Midtown. Let's go.
Here's. Yum. I think it's not necessarily the location, is the time of day. I think after the bars close, that's when the hotbed of trouble starts.
That's when I was at the Mel's in San Francisco. I'm sorry, Mel's. I didn't mean to slander you.
Yeah. We'll be there.
Shakes.
Hey, it's time for Florida Corner again.
Yay.
It's a supersized Florida Corner.
Ooh.
That's right. We've got some constitutional law coming your way.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
I'm
ready.
That's right. Lawyers for the donkey sex suspect are challenging law's constitutionality. The lawyer is representing a Marion County man accused of sexual activity with a miniature donkey have filed a motion asking a judge to declare Florida's statute banning sexual activities with animals unconstitutional.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, wrong.
That is animal abuse.
Donkeys can't consent.
They can't.
It's true. They
cannot. This one is a mini, but there was that person who died in Seattle. That was a horse, maybe, or a donkey. I mean, this. Some of these laws are to protect the animals, but some of them are to protect you, the person.
From their own stupidity.
You can die trying to rape an animal.
The more you know.
Put that on a bumper sticker in a catchy way.
Right.
In a motion filed, the assistant public defenders handling his case wrote that the statute infringes upon Romero's due process rights and violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. Way to make a name for yourself, public defenders.
Woo.
Yeah, nice job. The statute's designated punishment for a first-degree misdemeanor conviction, a year in county jail also constitutes cruel and unusual punishment, is excessive, the attorneys wrote. He has previously rejected the state's attorney's office plea offer of a year of probation, a $200 fine, a psychosexual evaluation, possible treatment, STD testing, no contact with children in a school setting, no ownership of possession of any mammals, and revocation of his license to work in horse racing. So,
oh no!
I don't know if the framer did. Do you think the founding fathers had this in mind
when they said pursuit of happiness? Oh wait, that's not in the Constitution. Wait.
Yeah, but we're not done. Congratulations, Florida! The South Florida Sun Sentinels won a Pulitzer
awesome.
For public service journalism.
Are you making fun of them?
No, this is actually really cool. The Pulitzer.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I love this story.
Yeah.
The cops are the funny part. Go ahead.
The newspaper launched its three-month investigation into an off-duty Miami police officer who was pulled over by a Florida state trooper for driving 120 miles per hour. The resulting series, Above the Law, Speeding's Cops, broke new ground in database journalism and has immediate and lasting impact on the community. Sun Sentinel investigative reporter Sally Keston and a database specialist, John Maines, working with investigative team editor, used data collected from SunPass toll booths to calculate the officer's speed. The three-part series, published in February, revealed shocking behavior of law enforcement officers behind the wheel, found that nearly 800 officers reached speeds of 90 to 130 miles per hour, many of them off-duty. So these weren't chases. The accidents caused by officers driving at high speeds has caused at least 320 crashes since 2004, killing or maiming 21 people. So that goes into Florida Corner to salute the paper and to mock the cops.
I wonder if other cops in other states do the same. Speed? I'm above the law crap.
Yes. Like, yeah, yes.
I
yes,
think so.
Yeah. However, I will say that a lot of people in that regard do, not exempting the cops, but a lot of people act above the law when it comes to speeding because a shit ton of people speed.
That's true, but I think so, they probably get off more easily than anyone else does.
They get off. I think they feel like they can get away with doing it because they're like, I'm a trained driver or whatever. But
and also, you just aren't going to get a ticket probably if you're a cop.
Out for you. There's no risk if you're that. I don't think there's a
risk. Speed and then there's speed.
130 miles an hour seems fast to me.
Yeah.
I would love to drive. Try it. It'd be fun, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that. To regular Florida Corner, police arrest Florida woman 22. This would be Florida woman. For violently yanking penis of ex-boyfriend. That's right.
Oh.
22-year-old Florida woman, whose name I will not attempt to pronounce, was arrested for domestic battery after she grabbed and yanked on her former boyfriend's penis during a dispute inside the victim's Tampa residence. She'd gone to the home of her boyfriend to pick up the ex-couple's daughter. That's good. They're going to be together forever. Apparently, the pair argued because he wanted to resume dating, or she wanted to resume dating. However, Antonio did not want another relationship at this time. The argument then turned violent when the offender grabbed Antonio's penis with her right hand and began pulling on it, which caused pain to Antonio.
Yeah, I'd imagine it would.
He defended himself by grabbing her forearms to prevent further violence.
Now, was it his penis or his scrotum? Which part of the penis are we talking about here?
I'm going to go with just the penis.
I just feel like penis gets thrown around. I'm trying to do a callback, but it's not working. Sorry. Not the same, I know.
So wait.
It's just a penis.
So she wanted to date him.
Yes.
And he didn't want to.
Correct.
So she violently assaulted his penis.
Correct.
To persuade him.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that didn't work.
Correct. That is exactly how it worked out.
Either persuasion or if I can't have it, no one else is going to have it. Or I'm going to take it home with me. I don't know what she's going for.
Just taking it to go.
Detachable penis.
To be fair, there are plenty of eligible men around Florida, including a 42-year-old Almonte Springs man who was released from jail and ordered not to drink alcohol after he was accused of walking around his apartment complex drunk while naked below the waist. Apparently, Russell DeSaro was arrested at the Villa Del Mar Apartments. Several people saw him, including a woman who said he was jogging down the sidewalk.
Oh.
And, yeah, you don't want to do that with nothing on down below. Just bouncing around. And a man who told him to put his pants on. So you can't say it wasn't worn. One witness told police she saw him sitting on an outdoor air conditioning unit in only a blue shirt and said he had trouble keeping his balance while sitting down. An arrest report said when police arrived, he told authorities that he was not under the influence of drugs, and they said he had only had two beers that night. He also
don't they have big blades in outdoor? I mean, my outdoor AC unit has a big blade. That seems like a really bad thing to sit on.
There's like
naked
a grating over it, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, you don't want something to drop down in there.
Yeah, you just.
I'm not gonna
even sitting on a grate.
Yeah,
with no clothes on sounds terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, clothes on, just about. That. Yeah. Huh. He was hot.
It was like Winnie the Pooh style.
Exactly.
He told police.
Or Donald Duck. What's up with all the pantsless Disney characters?
He told police he was taking pictures and sightseeing, but was unable to say where he was coming from or why his pants were missing.
I'm just sightseeing. without my pants.
taking pictures without my pants. It's all good. So thank you, Florida, for giving us all of that. That's a supersized Florida. Hi. Hey, did you hear that Justin Bieber tweeted a picture of him and Selena Gomez together and then deleted it?
I did.
Like, immediately?
I did.
Like, look at it. She came back to me. Oh, it's gone.
Whoa.
You're enthralled, right?
I did not hear about it, but now I know about it.
Unbelievable.
I actually saw the picture online.
Yeah, it was...
You can't delete anything, really.
Yeah. Well, you can take it off your feed, but...
If someone's captured it.
The internet
the
never forgets.
It gets up. Yeah.
If you're Justin Bieber, they never forget. Yeah, it's terrible. I don't know what's going on in Britain. Things are very frightening there lately.
Yeah, Britain.
Yeah, that's, I mean, people wandering off with their underwire bras, men suing gyms, and now a terrified woman has come under attack from a very foul-tempered pheasant.
Oh.
That's right. Sally Ann Hudson can't...
Is it a peasant or a pheasant?
Pheasant.
Okay, I was making sure.
The kind that you might put under glass. Ah. She can't set foot outside her house without being pecked. The angry bird, who Sally Ann has dubbed Phil...
alliteration.
Also targets her mom, Anne, and her dad, Ben, who are 77 and 79. He headbutts their windows, flaps and pecks at them, and even chases their car down the road. Sally Ann said, "He runs along as we drive away, pecking and butting the wheels. I tried to befriend him, but he's a complete nutter."
I love that word.
It is good.
Nutter.
She now has to wear gloves and carries a badminton racket for protection.
I'm impressed that she doesn't call
to hit the birdie.
Exactly. Paul North of the World Pheasant Association said, and I quote, "He obviously sees her as a rival male."
She should stop wearing all those red feathers on her coat.
Yeah.
Stop tweeting so much.
It is the... I love the pictures they have, too. In the Scottish sun. I guess it's just Scotland, land of my ancestors.
Oh.
They've got a picture of the pheasant actually attacking her.
I want to see a video of this.
They have no video. It's a newspaper.
I want to see one, not necessarily on the newspaper.
You know what I like about pheasants? This is funny. It has nothing to do with getting attacked by one exactly. Although maybe it does if they're out for revenge. So you can, they're all over and they're, I don't know if they're smart or not, but they wander out sometimes into the roads and they're tasty. People hunt them and eat them, right?
Put them under glass.
If you hit one with your car, I guess as a way to discourage people from just running them down, if you hit one with your car, you can't stop and pick it up and take it home and eat it. You have to wait for someone else to pass by, and you have to be like the second car, and then you can pick it up. So you can't take advantage of your own spoils, I guess. You have to like drive around a little bit and come back, and then you can take it home.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, We're going to drive around in pairs. I'm going to aim for the peasants, and you're going to pick them up after I hit them.
That was terrible.
What's supposed
you
to
do be? Good voice work sometimes, but I cannot.
As my dumb British guy.
But these are Scottish people. Right?
No, we're in England.
Okay.
Well, she's talking about England.
I'm talking about England, but I'm sure the rule is throughout the kingdom of Great Britain.
There's a British guy who sounds like that.
But it's funny to me that it's like a thing. You just can't be the first car. You have to let another car pass by. So if the guy behind you is like, dinner, they get to pick up the bird and take it home. And
I'm surprised she doesn't have someone come. I mean, I'm glad she doesn't, but someone just come and shoot it in the head.
Instead, she's decided to wear gloves and befriend the bird.
Animal
it's
control?
A very like Phil and Tina thing now because she's attached to the bird even though the bird's abusive.
It's true. Well, I love the fact that the bird attacks the car wheels as it's going. Like, how is this a problem? Seriously, what damage is this bird going to do to your tires as you drive away?
You have nice rims.
Ooh, yeah, I'm sure the 79 and 77 year old couple have a nice set of rims.
You don't know. Don't judge.
They're rolling on 26s.
Well, if it was my situation, I mean, if I was in this situation, I'd just be terrified that I was going to hit the bird. I'd feel so worried about it, like, getting under my car wheels.
I'd call animal control, I guess, is my solution. But then when one time I called animal control because there are turkeys walking around Carmichael, I was told that's what they do. I was new to the area. I come from San Francisco. We don't have turkeys wandering around the road.
But we went to Oakland a couple weeks ago, and we saw a turkey just like chilling in a parking lot under the freeway, like an Oakland urban turkey.
Badass turkey.
Urban turkey.
It was a jive turkey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's what happens, though, if you call the police in England to report a pheasant. First, this happens. And they go, "Listen, we're not coming out for some sort of pheasant. You're going to have to deal with him yourself."
I think
that music says you have to come out and then chase the pheasant on film.
Exactly.
Dressed as a woman.
In fast motion. And then there would be like bosomy girls running around
hot
also
pheasant,
for no reason.
Hot pheasant action.
In their underwear, yeah.
And the pheasant would chase you for a while. It would be comical.
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah, well, Benny Hill was awesome. Benny Hill was awesome. God rest his soul. Benny Hill aired in Britain where boobs are not criminal. And there are a couple of Benny Hill episodes where there's actually a bare-breasted woman. And I saw it on broadcast TV in the States when I was like 12 or 13. It was the best day of my young life.
Aww.
There you go. How's that for a personal story?
Pretty good.
I brought it all the way back around to that. Hey, Anne Frank's stepsister gets Justin Bieber off the hook. She says that she probably would have been a Belieber. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't really get this story. I mean, it's a stupid...
That one didn't bother me.
A dumb thing to post, but I don't know. She was a normal teenage girl. I would like her to have had the chance to become a Belieber or be really into One Direction or college or life or whatever the fuck she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Word. That's right. Eva Schloss, who was a childhood friend... said that her bestie probably would have been a Belieber. She probably would have been a fan. Why not? He's a young man and she was a young girl. She liked film stars and music. So there you go.
Thank you, lady.
Yeah.
I defended him kind of. No, yeah. It was a monkey situation. I can't call
There's no there's no defense of the monkey situation, Bieber. We won't stand up to you for that one. We're no. For you or to you or whatever.
Even near you.
Yeah. We're not going to do that. Yeah. But if you have a monkey... And you need, like, monkey chow or something that you can't just find at the store in your neighborhood. Ooh. They're just all out of monkey chow. And you're thinking, where can I get my monkey chow? Well, Justin Bieber, or people like him, you get it from Amazon. You go to NateDarlingShow.com. You click the Shop Amazon tab. And you order the monkey chow. You get the monkey chow at a great price. We get a little cut. And everybody wins. It doesn't cost you anything extra.
Winner.
So
the monkey gets lunch.
Yeah. The monkey gets his chow. And I think that's the important thing. Or it could be something nice for your mom for Mother's Day. Or your dad for Father's Day. That's coming up in a little bit. And, dads and grads, dads and grads. Or just a springtime gift. Maybe you want to treat yourself. Maybe you're happy that it's warm out again. Or if you live on the East Coast, that it's going to stop snowing soon. Do that.
Maybe
go ahead.
You want to treat us.
Yeah, send us some stuff.
We accept gifts.
To be fair, every time they do that, they do treat us.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and we're gonna start plowing a little bit of that money back into the show here very soon. So, and every time we do that, we will let you know.
Dancing girls.
Exactly. I'm gonna get some. I'm gonna get strippers. I'm gonna put a pole right there in the kitchen. And I'll get a girl to come around and swing around it. It's true.
Cool.
That'll be awesome.
Sweet.
It will be.
Vaginal facials for all.
Oh.
Group trip.
That's right.
We're all getting waxed, you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, listeners. For
yeah.
That
the
possible.
Show hosts that get waxed together stay together.
Yeah.
I was just going to suggest that we go to a River Cats game. I don't know.
We could do that,
How
too.
How could we go and sit there if we had non-exfoliated private parts, though?
Who would know?
Yeah, that would be unfortunate if we did that. But I wanted to mention this because I keep forgetting every time we're together. But I was talking to our friend Brian from Kimon Sushi Restaurant.
Yay,
Brian!
And he would like the gang from the podcast to come over. So I want
done.
I keep forgetting to say that, and I keep kicking myself. Usually, it's right after you guys leave when we finish recording. I'm like, damn it. We'll talk about that afterward. But if you're in Sacramento, go see Brian at Kimon Sushi.
Yum.
On 16th Street. He'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. As I accurately point out, and he enjoys greatly. Ask for Brian. He's the Asian one.
Mm. Oh, wait, but he likes it.
He likes that joke.
Okay.
You're like, no.
Beck and I will hold our approval until we receive confirmation.
That's
I feel
fine.
Like there is. Like a living, either a living social or a Groupon for Kimon right now. There's one in the works, so Google it, everybody.
Yeah, and even if there isn't, go check them out. I mean, if you like sushi, and they have other things on the menu too. It's kind of a cool place. It's run by a cool guy, and when you have restaurants like that, you want to get out and support them.
Hear, hear.
And that's one. I want to give a quick plug out to another one that I went to on my last day of work. We went to Burgess Brothers Burgers, which is on Sutterville Road, and it's fantastic. Maybe not for a vegan, but if you eat meat, It is fantastic. They've got a wood smoker out front, barbecue stuff, great burgers, and the guys that run it are phenomenal. It was a great experience. So that's another shout out, free plug for someplace you should go. Unless you're not, I don't think they have much there for the vegan in you, but
a bun, please.
Could I have a bun?
With Burgess some? Brothers buns.
Now I'm just going to think. The mac and cheese? No. Jambalaya? No. I don't know.
Get a garden burger.
How about just
guys?
Some don't ask, don't tell French fries?
Actually, I think they might actually have a garden burger.
Well,
that might be
go.
The one they have.
Oh, see, perfect.
That's all we need.
But
we
that is
much.
Another fantastic place where it was just kind of cool because it's run by two brothers who have worked for fire and police and. So yeah, you walk in and there's like fire and police memorabilia and stuff on the wall. So no one's going to go in there and knock the place over. So yeah, check them out if you're in Sacramento and you want to do that. So sushi burgers, I've covered the whole thing. And now...
That's all there is, guys.
Yeah, that's all there is.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small Town News.
That's right. Small Town News coming to you again from the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, where I'm from. That's right. The village of Derby, in an effort to prevent the kind of turmoil prevalent at Derby Select Board meetings over the last year, I don't know what turmoil would be, but the board has decided to adopt Robert's Rules of Order as the format for their public meetings and move all public comments and questions to the first part of the meeting. The concept was supported by newly elected Mayor Grant Spates, who said at the previous meeting that it works well at other meetings that he attends. Over the last year or more, the town faced some very heated controversial discussions. However, the move to only allow public comments during the start of the meetings is causing some concern among a few residents. That's right. Former board member Karen Jenny, you remember her. She said the public should be allowed to weigh in on issues at the time they're being discussed. She said the public may have some very useful information to include. She would also like to see more specific agenda items listed on the warning. So, yeah.
Sounds like Vermont needs a Brown Act.
So
they, I can nerd out on the story pretty hard, but I won't.
I second their adoption of Robert's Rules of Orders.
All in favor?
No, aye.
It doesn't matter.
Opposed?
Because I love that they're fighting over it. I love that they're fighting over rules of order. No, we can't have
that. Shit's important.
Apparently not.
Process.
Well,
what weighty issues have they? Never mind. I don't want to know.
There's no, you don't. There's. It's nothing that important, but I like the fact that they try to enact the rules of order, and the answer is no, we can't do that. People need
I
to
tend
do
to
stuff.
Like Mason's Manual.
Ooh,
eight over. Piece
that's a thing. It's just a real thing.
Okay.
You can't always go. Yeah, so expected. Robert's Rules. Man, man, man.
Just because it's alliterative doesn't mean it's
boring.
Good. Like well, boxed burgers of.
Well, Mason's Manual.
As long as it's alliterative, yeah. It's Robert's Rules, the Bob's Burgers. Anyway.
I meant the Burgess Burgers that you're talking about.
Burgess Brothers?
Whatever.
Burgers?
It doesn't matter. So it does matter, I'm sorry.
Bully.
It does. Because they're bodacious. Badass.
Oh. Wow.
Badass.
That was at least like seven S's.
It was good. Nice. I enjoyed the pulled pork. Just saying.
Yeah. That's more
pulled pork. It was a great time.
We
it was like
a pulled pork story.
There you go. It's not really a vegan story, but there you go. So Robert's Rules of Order. We'll see. I'll keep an eye on this. By the way, if you want more on that story, apparently the April 19th issue of the Newport Daily Express would have that for you. That they actually do something really smart for a small town newspaper. Instead of putting everything behind a paywall, what they do is they put the gist of a story like that online, and then if you really want to know more, you have to buy the paper to find out, which is actually kind of cool.
Paper?
As opposed as opposed to just we're putting everything behind the paywall and you have to pay for everything. They just like give you a little
taste
shoulder
and a moose boosh of news.
Mm-hmm. A little side boob of news, so to speak.
Totally different
side boob of news.
You go with what you know.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, whatever works. For some people, an amuse-bouche is what brings you in. Other people,
side boob.
Honestly,
I come for the amuse-bouche. I stay for the side boob.
I feel like that's like an SAT question. Like, amuse-bouche is to meal as side boob is to...
Still meal.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's my 3-year-old's favorite song.
Of course it is.
She can sing this all for you.
Sweet. We'll have to do that sometime. Yeah. You should record that.
I will. We'll use it as the closeout.
We'll bring that in. It's Robbie Williams. The song's called Candy Ted. Not Candy Ted.
Song? That's awesome.
Yeah.
She has a lot of favorites, to be fair, but she can sing this one.
Yeah.
She's really into drum and bass right now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the best thing I've heard. I want her to drop an album right now.
Yeah. Well, I think what really gets... It's probably the same thing that gets me excited about the song. It's the chorus that's coming up here in just a second where he gets really excited.
Christiana's dancing, you guys.
Campy. My kid says, like, campy. I don't know why.
I think it's British.
It's true.
Or kind of cute. I don't know.
Yeah, you never
she
know.
She can sing a lot, though. You hear her in the backseat of the car. Just
aww,
jamming.
That's so cute.
Aww.
Oh, I wish our cat could sing.
She and Rob have recorded the first part of... See, I can't, like, sing one song and another song, but...
There you
anyway,
go.
she's got some hip-hop tracks coming, too.
Oh, we have to have those.
No idea how excited I am about
we'll get
that.
Those.
Yeah, we will. All right, that's going to do it for this week on the Nate Darling Show. Y'all have a good weekend. Take care of yourselves. Don't do anything stupid. And make sure, no matter what you're doing, please wear a condom.
No matter what it is.
No matter
for
what it
everything.
Is.
Everything. Especially when you're at our show tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the comedy spot.
Yeah.
Getting a vagina facial.
Saturday night. Well... That's right. We'll talk to you about your vagina facial if you like.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Wear a condom.
Yeah, wear a condom. We'll see you next week, Wednesday, Friday. Nate Darling Show.
Bye.
Bye.